for 11 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Boy, Gary, when that introduction says four decades, I'm going to feel really old.
Oh, man.
You will be.
Oh,
whoa.
That's all right. I'm right there with you.
Your spouse can say that. Nobody else can say that.
There's a body slam.
When my 98-year-old mother texts still to this day, you're not that old.
Okay.
Good for her.
Good morning, Arizona. Whether you're listening to us on our flagship station, KTAR News, or down in Southern Arizona on KGVY, or up in Northern Arizona on CAF Radio, welcome and good morning. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House, where we have been broadcasting for over 32 years, answering your question about home ownership, home maintenance, home repair, home remodeling, anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin. We show up every Saturday morning to make you the star of the show. We only talk about things you love, yourself and your home. Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. Let me just tease one particular subject that's coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. If anything that's happened in the last 2 weeks has got you anxious, nervous, scared, or worried, you've got to tune in to the 10 o'clock hour, because I will make that all go away. But this hour, we've got a special guest in studio, Mr. Clay Jansen. Clay is, I knew Clay before he was a hotshot at the Alpine Fire District in Sitgreaves National Forest. I knew Clay as an elementary school kid. His dad and I go back to 19. I'll tell you exactly how far your dad and I go back. It was November of 1977 when I proposed to my wife, Miss Sweet Jennifer, and her dad said, okay, you can marry her, but you've got to have a life insurance policy. I opened the phone book. Jansen & Associates was the first one I called. I called Rick. He put me in a life insurance policy. I married Jennifer. And I've been with your dad and now with you, who have taken over the organization for that many years.
And we've been so, so thankful to have you guys. It's been such, you just made me feel old, Rosie. Right. Talking about you feeling old. I just got there.
Rick put me in a variable life policy with Equitable. And now you have grown.
Yes.
The family insurance business, yes, into so much more. You've got an operation going.
We have. We've got 31 professionals based right here out of Phoenix. So we went from a 2 to 3 person firm to 31. We do everything all under one roof. That's what gets our clients really excited.
And they're not going to be looking for Jansen & Associates anymore.
That's right. They're looking for Focus. So Focus Insurance, Focus Companies. We do financial planning. We do investments. We do taxes and estate planning. We have attorneys and CPAs, insurance professionals, financial advisors, 401k specialists.
Do you want to spell Focus?
Yes, I should do that.
Or if I Google F-O-C-U-S.
Yeah, you're not going to find it. Okay. That's right. So Focus is spelled P-H-O-C-U-S. And for all those Phoenicians out there, right, kind of a shout out to our local roots. So P-H-O-C-U-S. So you can find us at focusinsurance.com, or you can find us at focuscompanies.com.
I brought Clay into the conversation today because we do want to talk about some peculiar incidences of insurance requirements in our current era. Clay and I go way back, started with a life insurance policy. He now currently has all of our retirement planning. He has all of our corporate personal insurance, home policies, corporate liability policies. I mean, everything lives at Focus. And so there wasn't any topic I could bring up that I knew you couldn't cover.
Well, thank you, sir.
So the topic I want to cover first is White House pronouns.
Yeah.
No, I'm teasing. We're not going to go there.
Those phone lines are going to start blowing up right now.
1-888-767-4348. I wanted to bring you in just to talk about what you've seen in the insurance industry in this crazy, chaotic era we have experienced in the last 12 months.
You bet.
What's unique about what you've seen?
You bet. I can't help but think.
As it relates to the homeowner.
Totally. Absolutely. So changes and challenges. That's kind of how it sums up, right? Starting last year with the COVID starting. So there's been a couple of key things, and I'm sure a number of you out there listening have probably seen some of these things in your own life. The first thing that happened, a lot of insurance companies started reducing rates. They started giving discounts because people are driving less. Great article in the Wall Street Journal yesterday.
But they're home more. That's counterintuitive.
They are home more.
You're having business people probably meet you at home.
It
seems like it.
And the kids are at home, and the kids are moving back home.
Yes.
Right? So
seems like the hub of liability.
Totally, right? So now you have home claims going up probably a little bit, right? More activity going on at the house, but driving claims down, right? So they're repricing, they're giving discounts. So for folks that are at home, right, and they're working from home, one of the big things is call your insurance company and find out, hey, if I'm driving less, if I'm at home, right, if I'm spending more time here and I'm remote working, the kids are here, right, what discounts might I be deserving now? So a lot of that started last year was in that space about pricing. So insurance companies spending a lot of time adjusting pricing, right, to correctly match up to what was happening there. So that was a big positive, I think, for a lot of folks.
Getting reduced
premiums.
You're 6,000 to 8,000 miles a year of commuting to the office now converts.
Halves.
Halves or quarters.
That's
just
right.
Getting to the PO.
That's right. That's right.
That's it, right?
That's all you're doing. Yeah. You're getting groceries delivered.
Everything else right. being delivered.
That's right. That's totally right. But if you did have kids move back home, this is a good point that that I think we actually made in the blog article on your site.
Yes.
If you did have kids move back home, please, please, please make sure that they have a renter's policy. Because if something does happen at home and their personal belongings are affected, a fire, right, a pipe burst, right, something along that line, something pretty catastrophic, right, the insurance company for your property, right, for your personal property at your home will not cover their property.
That's a huge heads up.
Huge. And it's so inexpensive. Renter's insurance, so inexpensive. So please reach out to your agent, reach out to your insurance company.
Do you have to be charging rent to that person?
You do not.
To qualify as renter's
insurance. But I do
insurance.
Tell a lot of parents they might want to consider that, right? To help incentivize that.
Sign a lease.
A shorter stay, maybe. Yeah. Right? You do not, but it is a great way. Super inexpensive. Maybe $100 or $200 a year. So we're not talking extravagant. I mean, really, really, really low cost, right? So that way, all of their stuff that they brought back, right? All their clothes, all of their goods, their own computer or laptop, right? Cell phone, things like that, is not covered under your policy, right? So you don't want to get into an argument with the underwriter or the claims adjuster, right? When you have a claim on whose laptop got burned up.
You talk about the kids moving back home. Now, we've been very fortunate to be able to bring my mother-in-law into our house.
Yeah.
And of course, she brings with her family valuables and heirlooms and stuff.
Yeah.
Do we need to address that?
Absolutely. So on most homeowners policies, on your own homeowners policy, you're going to have these limits, right, that the insurance company is going to cover up to so much. So if a parent or even a child brings back things such as valuables, artwork, collectibles, right, maybe for mom or your mother-in-law, maybe it's something like antiques, right, some antique furniture, you're going to want to pay special attention to those items, right, because there might only be $1,500 of coverage for that one antique. But if that antique is worth $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000, you're going to want a special rider for that, right? You're a very special rider. So start with the renter's policy first, get that base coverage, and then reach out to the insurance company and say, hey, mom moved back in. We got this special antique, right? Let's make sure we get this covered correctly with a special rider, right? So that is really, really important. And if you have stuff that you maybe brought from work, right? We have a lot of folks maybe working from home now. They used to work on the road or work from a remote office.
Our staff all brought the home.
Absolutely.
Or we made sure they had what they needed, new monitors
That's
or whatever.
Right. Yep.
You know?
So there's some gray areas. So the employer is going to have business property covered. So even for, you know, folks that might have brought a work computer home. So there's some gray area there. But I would suggest to anybody that might be an independent contractor where you might not have had that work computer at home, right? But maybe you're your own business person. Maybe you're independent in a way where you're doing real estate or you're doing something like that where you're usually on the road and that computer is now in your house. Make sure you have that business property rider on your homeowner's policy, right? So if you're work from home, double check the limits of those coverages, right, for electronics. And if you need to, add that business property rider. Super important and super inexpensive. Make sure that rider is on there.
And for clarity, if I've got an employee with a business computer and equipment at a home they rent.
Yep. Then they renter's policy.
Okay.
So the home, they have a renter's policy then, and those goods, because that's the basics of the renter's policy. It has nothing to do with the structure of the home, right? Like a homeowner's policy. It has everything to do with the property, right? The individual's property. So that's definitely the key element there.
Well, we're certainly having to reassess compensation packages and all the ancillary issues that remote work sites creates. And I guess this is another one of those ancillary issues that needs to be addressed.
That's right. And we always, you know, tell people, go with the safer route. So if you are assuming that your business, right, that your employer is going to cover it, A, verify with them, right? And then also verify with your own homeowner's policy. And there might be some overlap, right? But I think that's important. I'd rather clients have the overlap and assess that correctly instead of just hoping, right, that it's covered under one or the other.
All right. We're here with Clay Jansen of Focus Insurance. What does Clay mean to me as a close friend and confidant? We've referred my mother-in-law and her entire estate into your...
She's so great.
Boutique environment. We've sent our kids and their families
Absolutely.
To you. If a listener would want to maybe meet and visit with you, how would they reach you?
Oh, we would love that. So phone number works great. Please reach out to us at 602-955-7705. Or absolutely visit us online at focusinsurance.com. That's P-H-O-C-U-S insurance.com or focuscompaniesplural.com. And we've got a contact page right there. Just type in your name, right? Give us a phone number and email we can reach out, and we would be happy to reach out to you. And every initial phone call that we have or email, all of the initial consult is completely free, no obligation, right? We just want to learn what's going on with you and be good educators and help point you in the right direction.
That's awesome. When we get back, we'll be talking with Clay about the remodeling trends that this chaotic era has brought upon us and how that could possibly impact several different layers of insurance as it pertains to protecting you, your home, and your family. Here at Rosie on the House, if you've got a question, feel free to give us a ring. We'd love to visit with you. 1-888-767-4348. When the auto attendant picks up, just push 1. My favorite daughter, Carol Grace Vore, is in the call screener booth this morning.
That's dangerous.
And she will, well, I know Katie's flying and the other girls are out of town. And Carol will pick up, find out your name, your issue, and we'll get to your question as quick as we can. It's what we do at Rosie on the House.